This is an All Ears English IELTS episode. Is the IELTS for me? Find out today. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 7 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, but today is a special IELTS episode. We have Jessica Beck, the examiner of excellence, author of 12 test prep textbooks, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. We're here to help you get the score you need on your next IELTS exam. So let's get started.
In today's episode, we're going to talk about who takes the IELTS, what is the IELTS, where do they take it, when do they take it, all of this and more in today's All Ears English IELTS episode.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Jessica. How you doing?
Hello.
Hello. What's going on?
Not much. Not much. Just enjoying talking to my favorite podcast host.
Well, thank you very much. I always have a blast recording these episodes, so nothing new, nothing new. We just love talking about the IELTS.
Isn't that amazing? Who knew IELTS could be so fun?
I know. We make it fun. We make it fun. But we had an interesting question this week. You know, we want to go back to basics in today's episode, Jessica. And
yeah.
The question we had from one of our listeners here at All Ears English was, you know, is the IELTS for me? I mean, we've been talking about so many things like in depth about the writing, the speaking, but let's go back to basics. How do we know if the IELTS is for us? I mean, who should take the IELTS?
Yeah, good question. I think IELTS is mostly for students that want to study in a university that teaches in English. So if you want to get a bachelor's degree or a master's degree or a PhD from a university in the UK or Canada, America, Australia, and even some European countries that teach in English, they require you to take the IELTS exam if you're not a native speaker of English. And interestingly enough, I've known some Americans that had to take the IELTS test because they were applying for certain jobs or maybe immigration in Australia or Canada.
Interesting.
Yeah. So there are two types, right? The academic IELTS and the general IELTS. So these two tests are not completely different. In fact, the listening is exactly the same. The speaking is exactly the same for academic and general. The difference is on the reading test. The reading test for the general English is slightly easier than the academic test, and the writing questions are also different. So task one on the general writing is going to ask you to write a letter to a boss or a friend, or it'll tell you what to write about. Whereas, as some of our listeners know, task one writing on academic is about like numbers and graphs and stuff. So
Slightly more difficult. Mm-hmm. So mostly, so then the people who take IELTS are mostly people on an academic track, moving towards, you know, a career in certain areas where they want to be studying in an English speaking country, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So depending on the university you apply to, they're going to have different requirements for scores. So some colleges, some community colleges, for example, only require a 5.5 to get into. And honestly, like that's easy. You guys can get that. But if you want to study, you know, like TESOL or linguistics or something, then you're probably going to need a 7.5. So that varies.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. Yeah. I know a lot of our listeners, as we always say, they're reaching for that 7 because that's often the cutoff point for great career tracks, right? So, that's why we're here. So,
mostly academic purposes. Yeah.
And what does the IELTS look like? I mean, what exactly is on the test?
Yeah, it's very different from tests like TOEFL that are on the computer. IELTS is all paper and pencil. You know, it's really sort of a more traditional test. You have your reading booklet and your answer sheet. These are physical papers that you can touch and write on and erase things on. So paper and pencil, no typing. You listen to a CD, you know, it's kind of old school in that sense. And then the speaking, of course, you're with a real person. You're talking to a real person in a room by yourselves.
Right. And that's a key difference, right, between the IELTS and the TOEFL. Is it true that on the TOEFL, you're kind of talking into a machine, into a computer?
Yeah, exactly. So the speaking and the writing are so different. So on IELTS, you're talking to a person, and TOEFL, you're talking to a computer, which I think would be weird, at least for me, it would be. And then the writing, you have to type your essay. And I think that trips some people up because, you know, not everybody's a good typer, of course.
I bet it does. Are you preparing to take the IELTS exam? If so, you should know exactly what the examiner is looking for on the speaking section. To find out for free, go to allearsenglish.com/evaluation. That's allearsenglish.com/EVALUATION.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And then the next question is, when, if I want to take the IELTS, like, when should I take it? I mean, how far in advance should I plan? Like, what's the timeline here?
Mm. Yeah. Of course, it depends on where you are in your English studies, what level you're at. But I would say if you're around an intermediate level, you know, I would probably start planning 6 months ahead of time to plan out the appropriate test practice and really focusing on strengthening the specific skills you need to do well on the test. So I would, plan about 6 months. However, if you're a little above intermediate, I think you could give yourself a good solid 3 month time frame to really focus in on studying to basically get to know the test, and then you can do then you could do well on test day.
Okay, so no less than 3 months, right? We don't want to sell ourselves short here. We don't want to stress ourselves out and rush into anything. So probably giving yourself more time than you think you'll need is probably safe, right?
Definitely. Yeah. And, you know, it is an expensive test. So, of course, you know, a lot of people can't afford just to be like, I'm just going to try it out and see. Spend a couple $100 just to practice. So, you know, I don't expect you guys to do that. But having said that, I think everybody should know that most people don't get the score they need the first time. It is okay to take it a couple times. And I think a lot of people do. Mm-hmm. So plan ahead, of course, and hopefully you do get the score you need the first time. But if it's, you know, 0.5 or one band score lower than you need, you can get that the next time.
Well, maybe that's a good mentality to have, right? Jessica, going into that first test, you can say this is, you know, even though, yes, it's expensive, that's really expensive for a lot of people around the world. But the first time is kind of the warm up, right? It's kind of the practice. So you take the pressure off and then who knows, maybe you'll surprise yourself and get the score you need the first time. But if you don't, at least you know you won't, you know, that'll reduce a bit of the anxiety that we're always talking about on this show because our listeners end up saying that they get that a lot, right? So expect to take it at least twice.
I think that's a really good mindset to go in. Just, you know, you're serious about it. You've done your best to prepare, but you can also remind yourself like, hey, you know, this can just be practice, you know, and I think that'll help you relax enough to even do better than you would otherwise.
Absolutely. And so where do we take the IELTS exam?
So if you go to IELTS.org and you could look up the test centers on IELTS.org and it'll tell you the test centers in your city or in the closest city. And it'll give you, the dates that the tests are available. And be aware that IELTS tests are, really popular right now. And these test centers do fill up quickly. I know just in my part of the world, in the Pacific Northwest, you know, it's not a huge area, huge swath of the globe, but just in these sort of like 4-state radius around where I am, you have to schedule like 3 months in advance. So these tests fill up really fast. So, this is just one part of your planning, right? I mean, if you're already planning, you know, 3 to 6 months ahead of time, this is part of the process. Register months ahead to make sure you get your spot.
Okay. Yeah. This goes back to the idea of make sure you're on top of things. Really put that plan into action and go way far in advance. I like that idea. Wow. I didn't realize that the test centers were filling up like that. That's crazy.
Yeah. Jeez. And these are test centers that sit, you know, 150 to 200 students and they're still just full up like months in advance. The test centers are usually in schools like private language schools or universities, but also in other countries, they'll be in IDP centers or Cambridge centers will have their own like test center. So that's where you'll be sitting the exam.
Mm-hmm. I like that. And well, in terms of why do you think it's important to learn test strategy and not just go out and speak and that have that be our practice? Our IELTS preparation, like why do we need to do both?
it's a very specific test with, as we've talked about on a previous episode, very specific rules for taking the test. And, you know, unfortunately, it's not just about having good English. Of course, that is half of it. You do have to have a high level of English ability. But the other half of that is knowing what to expect on the test. What does the examiner want? How much time do you have for the listening and the reading tests? These are all things that you have to be aware of before you go in. What are the question types? What kind of essay do I have to write? These are all very specific testing, ideas, and you have to have the specific test strategies to go along with them. So, I think I've said before that I've known a couple native English speakers that have gone in to take the test, usually for an immigration purpose, and they didn't get a 9 because they didn't prepare anything. So, be aware.
So it's 50-50. Yeah, be aware. So even native speakers could not get the best score on this test. So that really tells us that we need not just the practice and the everyday kind of immersion work and the general learning, but also those tips, strategies, a sense of what's on the exam. Perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thanks for enlightening us today, Jessica, on this exam. I think we have a better sense now of what the IELTS is all about and who might want to take it and where and when and why. Any final thoughts?
just for people to not be discouraged by these rules and stuff that we're talking about, just to let people know that it's very possible to do well. It's up to you to have a good, sound study schedule to do it. But I am more than confident that you guys can put in the effort and get the score that you need.
Totally. And keep your eye on your goal. Again, in the end, your goal is not a 7 on the test. It is your career. It's getting into that institution. It's moving forward in your career as an engineer or a doctor or whatever it is that you want to do. And the IELTS is just one stepping stone on that, your road to your goal, to your dream.
Exactly. Yeah. So best of luck, guys. I know you can do it.
We know you can do it. We're here for you guys. All right. Thanks so much, Jessica. Have a good one.
My pleasure. You too. Bye.
Bye.
If you believe in connection, not perfection, and you want to put your ears into English more often, please subscribe to our podcast in iTunes on your computer or on your smartphone. And hey, if you liked today's show, please let us know with a review in iTunes. Thanks so much for listening and see you next time.